Blog Talk Radio. It's MC Peaches. Thanks for tuning in to the G Lou Show on Flashback Fridays, hosted by G Lou. Big up to the sponsors, BT Media and 93 Tweet.
What's good? It's your man MC Shan, and you tuned in to the G Lou Show, Flashback Fridays. Y'all already know what it is. One time for your mind, two times for your soul.
Hey, what's up? This is Buddy from the R&B group Intro, and you're tuned in to G Lou. Flashback Fridays.
Welcome to the show. It is the G Lou Show. Fabulous Flashback Fridays. I am G Lou. I'm joined by my lovely, beautiful, incomparable co-host, Miss Queen Jean, and she has something very special for you all this evening, so I'm going to go ahead and turn it over to her. Before we do that, let me give a shout-out to our sponsors, BTP Media Group, 93.Tweed FM, Ism, D.D. Harrison, The G-Lou Show.com, Street Level Clothing, and One World Magazine. And good evening, everyone out there, boys and girls, women and men across the land. This is the G-Lou Show Flashback Fridays, and I'm going to turn it over to Queen Jean.
Hey, good evening, G-Lou.
Good evening.
How are you?
Doing great, doing great. Can't complain. God is good. God is great. Happy to be here.
That's right, that's right. Because we got to give it up for Motown tonight.
That part.
Yeah, I like that intro. Yeah, so gods and goddesses, kings and queens, good evening. We have a show tonight for you. We're going to be representing, or we're going to be talking about Motown and playing some music of some different artists from Motown, those who had started the whole Motown family. That's what we got going on tonight, and I'm joined by my co-host who's helping me with the show is Marcy. For those of you who don't know, that happens to be my cousin, and she's also a music genius herself. So is she on, G-Lou?
I'm here.
Oh, she's on.
Hi,
okay.
Good evening. Good evening. Happy Friday, cousin. Happy Friday, Mr. G-Lou. Shout out to you all.
Good
Happy
evening,
Friday.
Marcy.
How are
What's happening? I am good. We're not going to complain. What do I always say? We made it to another Friday. Hallelujah. And I'm just thankful and grateful for the opportunity to share this evening, this Motown Flashback Friday, where we know we're going to get into some things. And I'm just here to provide any information that the people may not know out there. So I'm ready.
Okay. Well, let's get this. Anybody that wants to call and engage and give us your spiel on what you know about Motown, even if you have a request, we can fit in a request, one or two requests. Feel free to give us a call at 914-803-4001. Press 1 to speak. You have to press 1 to speak. So don't be afraid to engage. So we're going to go ahead and get this show started. And we're going to start with Marcy telling us a little bit about Motown.
Definitely, and thank you once again. And for those, the number to call in is 914-803-4001, and you will be pressing 1 to talk, okay? You'll be pressing 1 to talk. And, yeah, so let's get into it. So Motown, you know, Motown is a very, very highly successful I didn't know if I want to use the word black or African-American, but as we know where they came from, so I'll just share, you know, a little bit of, you know, to keep that PC line, you know, the political correctness line. So let's get into it. We'll keep it black. But basically, just a quick little synopsis background, Motown Records, it was founded in Detroit, Michigan in 1959 as Tamla Records, by songwriter Berry Gordy Jr. The company name changed to Motown Record Corporation in 1960, soon after Gordy acquired the songwriting and production team Hollard, Dozier, Hollard, and the hits flowed by artists such as Smokey Robinson, The Miracles, Mary Wells, The Marvelettes, Supremes, The Supremes, Diana Ross and The Supremes, eventually, Stevie Wonder, Marvin Gaye, who brought us in with that intro, one of my favorites, got to give it up, The Four Tops, Jackson 5, and many more. Motown's rankings of their greatest Motown songs, 1959 through roughly the early 1980s, they're based on critical musician acclaim, initial and lasting popularity, and influence in the music industry. So basically what they're telling us is, even to this day, you can see Motown's influence. They're in commercials. I'm sure we all do remember the California Raisins. For some of the guests that may not know, the California Raisins were used kind of like a Motown-style group, and they had commercials. But Motown, the influence, just with that little backstory. I want to make sure, can everybody hear me okay?
Yes.
Perfect. And that was, you know, all I want to share about kind of just the background and the beginning of Motown, the years that they started, how it started, the record company. And is there anything you could add to that, Queen, because you grew up kind of, you know, in that era, anything that you can share about when you kind of noticed Motown?
Well, I noticed Motown at a very early age due to me having siblings that are, you know, much older than me. And then even my mom and dad that played a lot of Motown music. So I was introduced to Motown at a very early age. It's a real soulful music, great artists that come from the Motown era. Their music, some of the music just reminds me of my childhood. Well, most of their music reminds me of my childhood. Being a 50s baby, I was actually born a year before 1960, so I'm just on the cups.
Right.
You know, just being a child and being in the home listening to this music, Motown, it was just finger popping, you know, the soul food and the background, the backyard boogies with our older cousins, learning how to do the Texas hop off of some of these songs. Can't do it now, but the Texas hop, learning the cha-cha, you know, all these good memories come from Motown for me as a child. So it played a significant role in my childhood life. And from that, just as getting older, I just really got into old school music. So old school music is my first love of music, is the old school music, like the Marvin Gaye's, the Jackson 5, mm-hmm. Temptations, Smokey Robinson, The Miracle, the Marvelettes, you know, and so many other great artists from Motown. So, because Motown was actually really, like you stated, the first black company that just put everybody on the map, and all those artists just really helped Berry Gordy become who he had became as Berry Gordy. Berry Gordy. So
it's so inspirational to hear, you know, I'm a sucker for any, you know, storytelling. I love to listen. I'm not going to say elder with you because, you know, you like, I tell you all the time, you're like 40. But it's just, I know that I've picked your brain before. We've had plenty of conversations about Motown before this day. And just the knowledge, it's just so wonderful, you know, just to hear. I can never get enough. Like, I could ask you about each one of these groups. I don't know how the playlist is, like, going to go. But, yeah, it's just always good to hear, like, oh, yeah, I like this song because, or I remember the backyard boogie, like you said, you know, that's just those kind of stories. They're timeless. Movies are made out of them, you know.
Exactly.
Thank God for them. Thank God for them. Yeah.
You know, even like with the songs like the Jackson 5 and the Supremes, we used to, me and my sisters, we used to make up the dances off those songs. So that was, like, so fun because there was four of us. So we would just be making up our own steps. At one point, we thought we were Dinah Ross and the Supremes. And my brother thought he was, like, Smokey Robinson because he's real red like that with those green eyes. So he used to always have his lowrider playing Baby Come Close. That was like every time he pulled up, we was hearing Baby Come Close. It's telling, boy, you are not Smokey, but you could not tell him he was not Smokey. Smokey, because
shout
people were telling the girls, the girls were telling him, God, you look just like Smokey Robinson. And he really took that as if he looked like Smokey Robinson. So, yeah.
He looks good to this day, and he looks good to this day. He even tried, we might have to play that gangbanging song he wrote.
Right. So, yeah, so shout out to Motown. We could start off, though, with the Jackson 5. their single that put them out on was I Want You Back in 1969. Mm. You know, the Jackson 5 had became a worldwide sensation in 1969 with the release of their first Motown album, Diana Ross presented the Jackson 5.
Right.
Some of their number one singles, I Want You Back, Who Didn't Like Who's Loving You, Who's Loving You. Mm-hmm. It sold over 2 million copies in 6 weeks. The hit single, I Want You Back, rose to number one on the pop charts. That's when the Jackson 5's franchise was born, when that single hit the pop charts. In May 19, 1970, they performed at the Los Angeles Forum with an audience of over 18,000 people. Could you imagine those young guys performing at the Forum with that large audience? I could only imagine.
We got to see it kind of drove Michael crazy. Yeah, you saw what it did to Michael in the movie. He said, "How are you getting on that plane?"
Right. And then February the 24th, the studio recording of ABC was released on with the track Young Folks. On the B-side was Young Folks. And then that became a number one hit. So, you know, the Jackson 5, they had countless and countless and countless of hits. They did numerous concerts and shows. And then they branched off into their own, you know, and they still were successful.
Mm-hmm.
We got to say rest in peace to Michael Jackson. Michael Jackson's a genius. In music.
Yes.
So thank God for the music, all the gems that he left us. So with that being said, yeah, let's just hear I Want You Back by
all
the
right, let's go.
I want to put them on the map.
I Want You Back.
Hey. I mean, can you just really see Michael Jackson leading the Jackson 5 singing that song? It reminds me of me seeing them on American Bandstand and shows like that, seeing Michael with his little bebop hat on or his brim and doing his little dance. So shout out to the Jackson 5 on I Want You Back.
It reminds me of the little brother jumping around the house and the parent like, we got to do something with you, kid. You got too much energy. Yes.
Right.
I could totally see it. Like, I started jumping around. I'm like, hey, I want you back.
Right. And shout out to Joe Jackson and rest in peace to him as well, who stayed on him. You know, a lot of people had a lot to say about the way that he was doing things, but the way that he did things, it worked. Because you see how they turned out and how big they became and a household name, you know, the Jackson Five. That was just a household name. And then a lot of the young people who are coming up now, teenagers, they're just now learning about the Jackson Five, and that's why their music will live on forever. Because you know a lot of other artists, they have sampled their songs and copied their dances, their style. Like Neo, he said that he got his style from Michael Jackson. That was one of his biggest inspirations was Michael Jackson. So, yeah, shout out to the Jackson Five and Janet Jackson.
They did an awesome job. Just the whole family-oriented, the mentality. That was another awesome thing. And before we get into the next, I know Mr. G. Lou is queuing it up. It's going to be coming from this next gentleman that brought us in. The family dynamic, that was so awesome. You know, it didn't just have to be the Osmonds or just for fakery, the Partridge Family. You know, black people can sing and dance with one another like we used to do in our, you know, where we come from. So, yeah, that was always good. But we're going to keep it moving. That was a wonderful selection for Flashback Friday. Before the next one, I'm going to share with you all just a little tidbit about the gentleman, and then we'll know who we're speaking of. It is going to just a little something that I wrote in 2014 on an A-grade paper, and it was on Mr. Fabulous himself, Marvin Gaye. So let's get a Stubborn Kind of Fellow queued up, but don't play it yet, Mr. G. Lou, if you don't mind. I'm just going to give you a little bit from this article if you all are ready.
We ready. Go.
All righty. So the title was, When Did You Stop Loving Me? When Did I Stop Loving You? Which is a song from a album that was produced and mastered by Marvin Gaye, which had to do with the divorce that he went through with Berry Gordy's sister, Anna. So Marvin Gaye is arguably one of the most underrated, multi-talented artists of the time. Unfortunately for soul singer, Marvin Gaye, the beatings, verbal abuse, and non-loving attitude showed to him by his father, it created sort of like a Frankenstein-style monster. He was very empty inside. Marvin Gaye was very torn because of the feuding, lifetime of sadness, confusion, success, and eventually death. He was born on April 2nd, 1931, to Marvin Sr. and Alberta Gaye, and would die surrounded by his same parents on April 1st, 1984, in Los Angeles, California. Early love for music, instruments, and song was an escape from terrible beatings, verbal abuse from his father. Forming the Moonglows in the early 1960s, Marvin would be discovered by Berry Gordy and signs with Motown. Marvin would pay his Motown dues and play as a session drummer before finally having his big break in 1971. With the Vietnam War raging, Marvin penned a personal account of these times through letters from his brother fighting in the war. Berry Gordy wouldn't promise creative control for his album, What's Going On? War, drug abuse, the ecology, were touchy subjects. The Motown label just wasn't ready for the album, but it was eventually a huge success, and it did put Marvin on the map as a composer and a writer. Marvin sings on What's Going On, Father, Father, we don't need to escalate. War is not the answer, for only love can conquer hate. More albums will follow. Let's Get It On, 1976. I Want You in 1977, both successful with tours, wasn't enough to silence the empty feelings for the artist. Failure of his second marriage, prostitute chasing, and a $3 million tax bill caused exodus from the United States to Europe. Berry Gordy now granted Marvin the use of his own studio, gave him more creative control, and the offers poured in. Marvin scored a soundtrack for the film Trouble Man, starring Robert Hooks. Just as Curtis Mayfield had done with the Superfly soundtrack, Marvin Gaye matched, if not surpassed, his efforts with the Trouble Man work, and Father might have been pleased. On the song Time, Marvin sings, "I've been racing against time, trying my best to find my way. Change this world in just one day. Blowing coke all up my nose, getting in and out my clothes. Fooling around with midnight hoes, but that chapter of my life's closed." Here My Dear was released December 15, 1978. The divorce from Anna Gordy settled with all profits from the Here My Dear album to go to her. It's heralded by many critics as one of Marvin's best works. Heavy drug use would really take shape around this time, cocaine being the drug of choice. Tours in Europe, highly regarded, still not enough to silence the demons, and Marvin Gaye returns to his parents' home he purchased in Los Angeles, California. Paranoia from heavy cocaine use caused Marvin to have a heated argument that turned physical with his father the morning of April 1st, 1984, and it was simply too much for the extremely strained father-son relationship. April Fool's, 1984, it was no hoax, as many questioned Marvin Gaye, shot dead the day before his birthday by his father. The golden voice of Motown didn't die forever. He is played in heavy rotation every day on oldie radio stations and is featured in commercials for Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. Over 75% of today's and yesterday's hip-hop artists have sampled Marvin Gaye, including Dr. Dre, Big Daddy Kane, Common, Kanye West. Marvin Gaye lives on through his music. His message of love and peace may have not been a stark contrast to the life he lived, but for many, the message was received. When asked if he loved Marvin in an interview, his father simply replied, "Let's just say I don't dislike him." He was a stubborn kind of fella. He was a stubborn kind of fella. And that's where we did go ahead and end it. Don't forget to call in 914-803-4001 to make your request, or if you have comments or anything. But yeah, that was my that was my introduction to my stubborn kind of fella.
Okay, great information. And,
wow!
You know, I just realized doing this show, and you mentioned April Fool's, which would be, what, in a couple of weeks, that it would be the anniversary death of Marvin Gaye. So rest in peace to beautiful Marvin Gaye, you know. And that was a lot of the knowledge that you put out there regarding Marvin
Thank
Gaye.
Thank you.
Yes.
Research him all day long.
Right. So
yes,
this
Ellen.
Go ahead.
No, You go.
Okay, Detroit was the largest city in the state of Michigan, and it was settled in 1701 by French colonists. It is the first European settlement above Tidewater in North America. So that is the largest state in Michigan is Detroit. And just for people who visit Detroit, who's looking for some good food to eat, these are some of the foods that they're famous for. It's called a Coney dog, C-O-N-E-Y. It's undetermined, and this cult favorite chili dog actually has ties to the birthplace of the hot dog in Coney Islands in New York. They have a Detroit-style pizza. It's a deep dish pizza, and is among the city's most iconic dishes since the 1940s. A number of famous pizzerias and chains, from Buddy's and Louie's to Clover Leaf and Nicky's, have been serving up these square delights to hungry locals and visitors. So this is just one of the places to visit as well. They have their Detroit-style pizza is all about that crust. I love the crust of the pizza, just like pie crust. They have a Boston cooler, a zip sauce, and a double and their double baked rye bread. So those are just some of the things that some of the foods that Detroit is famous for. So we're gonna go with the Temptations next. The Temptations are an American vocal group from Detroit, Michigan. They released numerous successful singles and albums with Motown Records during the 1960s and 1970s. So they had a whole lot of songs. You know, we know the Temptations. They had My Girl. One of my favorites is Just My Imagination, Treat Her Like a Lady, Firefly, Heavenly, so many. And out of the Temptations, we got David Ruffin. We got Eddie Kendricks. You know, and then we can't forget about that movie, The Temptations. That's one of my favorite movies as well. So with that being said, we're going to listen to Just My Imagination, if that's the one that you have queued up, G. Lou.
Perfect. Let's go. And I'll sing it for y'all. I have to.
Right? I mean, like, when we were kids, that was another one. We were kids. We used to sing that. Right.
That's awesome. Right?
Okay.
To be like a fly in the
wall. We're going to probably go with Treat Her Like a Lady.
Hey.
Let's see.
Treat her like a lady. Hey.
That's a good one, too.
Shiver me,
You know,
reminds me of my parents.
You just gotta treat her like a lady.
You gotta treat her like a lady.
You just gotta treat her like a lady, gentlemen. That's it. With that being said, you know, since the Temptations are such a great group, let's play another one of their tunes, Outside. I Want to Go Outside in the Rain. Let's play that one, and then we'll come back with another artist.
Yes. Oh, there we go.
Gone away. With her went my future. My life is filled with gloom. So day after day I stay locked up in my room. I know to you it might sound strange, but I wish it would rain. Oh yeah, yeah. Listen, I gotta cry, 'cause crying is a pain, oh yeah. People, this hurt I feel inside, words could never explain. I just wish it would rain. And no one will ever know that I'm crying, crying, crying. Go outside to the world outside my tears. I refuse to explain. Oh, I wish it would rain. Let it rain. Let it rain. I need rain.
You know, the Temptations was originally called the Elgins, E-L-G-I-N-S. They were formed in 1961 from the coupling. Yeah, the Elgins.
The,
and they were from the coupling of two vocal groups based in Detroit, Primes, the Primes, originally from Alabama, and The Distance. So, wow, I didn't know that. I was just reading that. Gospel music, funk, blue eyes, soul, Chicago, and soul, Memphis sound. Wow. So shout out to the Temptations. You can never go wrong with having the Temptations in your playlist, y'all, because there's so many beautiful songs by the Temptations.
They'll send you into a weekly, a week, month-long, two-month-long, three-month-long frenzy. Remember when I had my Temptations phase? And you're like, girl, I know all these songs. You're not telling me anything.
Yeah, you know, that song, I Wish It Would Rain, right there. As a child, again, you hear these songs and you're just singing them because it sounds good. But as you get older and become an adult and you listen to those lyrics, you have a lot more of an understanding of where they were kind of at in their lives. Because I believe each artist that write a song back in the day, the oldies, it comes from a personal space. A personal place, that's where those songs come from. They're not just songs being made because it sounds good. Those songs are personal. So
and it shows. Yeah. And they could express themselves. Wonderful.
Nothing like old school music.
Exactly.
Exactly.
What you got going on,
exactly.
Marcy, how was your day?
Well, good. You know, we take care of business and then we get ready for the Flashback Friday or the, you know, Westside Wednesdays. But it was pretty good. No complaints. It was very warm. It was hot today. I'm not going to say warm because it was hot. We hit 90 and it's hot. How was your day and the weather out there?
You guys hit 90?
90. We hit it yesterday and I got outside and I was like, oh, okay, I'm sweating.
Oh, wow.
So it's hot today.
Oh, wow. No,
yeah,
we was in the we was in the low 60s today. We was in like 61 today. So it was chilly. It's been chilly all day. I actually had a great day as well. Went out to brunch this afternoon or this morning, mid-morning. Went out to brunch, enjoyed brunch, and came back home and actually did a little research, and you know, regarding the show as well, trying to make sure we give the people a great show tonight. So it was a
for
blessing,
sure,
day, you know.
For sure.
Every day above
good,
ground is
good.
A blessing. So who you got coming up?
And if
do
we
you have anybody you want to hear?
I have definitely. I was just going off of the last song, like the Treat Her Like a Lady, and you know, you're gonna be going outside in the rain, and then if you don't do what she says, well, it's a shame you didn't listen. You know, it's just a shame. You know, it was a very simple task.
Oh my
you know,
God!
The spinners tried to tell you. They just tried to warn you. Now they have a really funny backstory too, but I'm gonna leave y'all to research that. When a man left the group and thought he was gonna be better, and then wound up calling him a psychedelic. But anyway, yes, the spinners. It's a shame.
When you mess around,
messing around.
It's a shame the way you hurt me. It's a shame the way you mess around with your man. I'm sitting all alone by the telephone waiting for your call. When you don't call at all, it's a shame the way you mess around with your man. It's a shame the way you play with my emotions. It's a shame the way you mess around with your man. You're like a child at play on a sunny day. First you play with her and then you throw it away. Why do you use me? Try to confuse me. How can you stand to be so cruel? Why don't you free me from this prison? For sad my time as a fool. It's a shame the way you mess around with your man. It's a shame. Why don't you see me?
Spinners. They have so many beautiful songs. Another great group, the Spinners. Great, great choice.
The Harmony.
Great choice. The Harmony. You know that old school music is just the best music because you get to hear all of the instruments. You get to hear it
it's
all, the strings.
Vibration.
The
right,
vibration.
Right. It's not technology. It's what it was meant to be. It gets you up. It gets you moving and grooving. So,
yeah, it takes you there like the Staple Singers would say. I'll take you there.
Right.
And there's a group that I think kind of got overlooked, The Undisputed Truth. They was an American Motown recording act, assembled by record producer Norman Whitfield as a means for being able to experiment with his psychedelic soul production techniques. They've had several albums. They have Higher Than High, 1975, The Undisputed, 1971, Down to Earth, 1974, Method to Madness, 1976, Cosmic Truth, 1975, Face to Face with the Truth in 1972, and Law of the Land. And one of my favorites was Smiling Faces by the by them, which is that song.
That's
speaks.
Amazing.
Yeah, it's powerful. It speaks the truth. So,
get in your Cadillac and drive
truth.
Slow.
Right.
Get in your Cadillac and drive slow.
Sometimes, ladies and gentlemen.
Ooh,
that part
that's
right there.
Like a gem right there. Yeah. Put your hat off. Yeah.
Lurks within.
Can you be
smiling faces, smiling?
Another good one. Let's not forget, the call-in number is 914-803-4001. So, apologetic queen, I didn't mean to cut you off.
Oh, it's all good. I was just saying that that song, it still resonates today. It's so deep, because this is why people have small circles, because of smiling faces. Why a lot of people are just loners, because of smiling faces. But hey, great song by the Undisputed Truth. G. Lou, you got a caller?
Hello,
caller. Hello. Hi. Good evening. Welcome to the show. Hi. Who do we have on the line?
Good evening. You have Cameron.
Hi, Cameron. How are you?
Hi, Cameron, my precious baby girl.
Hey, you guys. Hi, Cousin Jean.
Hi. So, look, you're so young and so old, but what do you have to say to us about Motown? Is that what you call to talk to us about Motown? Because, you know, let us hear it.
Motown has a lot of good artists, and I wanted to ask to put on a song.
What song are you requesting?
Let's see.
Big Temptation fan right there.
By the Temptations.
Oh. What is it?
Ain't Too Proud to Beg by the Temptations.
So Cameron, can you tell the people how old you are asking for a song by the Temptations, Ain't Too Proud to Beg?
I am 20 years old.
See, that's what I'm saying about Motown being in the generation where people, when you're growing up on it and you just listen to it and you just get it in your soul. So we'll have G. Lou play that for you before the show ends, as soon as he can cue it up. Thank you for calling in and listening to the show as well.
Yes.
Thank you, Queen.
Thank you.
Good
for having
me, girl. Thank you.
Love you guys.
We love you too.
Love you, girl. Thank you.
Aww. 20 years old and asking for Ain't Too Proud to Beg. Imagine that.
Right.
Wow.
Right.
Yes. Well, imagine that.
You know the hip hop.
So
she got to know the.
Exactly. While we're waiting for that to come on, we're going to go with the Marvelettes. You know, the Marvelettes gave the company its first number one hit on the pop charts, Mr. Postman, in 1961. The Marvelettes also set Motown up for success and charted a glamorous course for groups such as the Supremes and Martha Reeves and the Vandellas. So, hey, wait a minute, Mr. Postman.
Hey.
Oh, don't mess with Bill.
Thank you.
Don't mess with me. Don't lie. Hey, what's up, everybody? It's your boy DJ Kev Ski, straight from Harlem, fifth Beatle of the Get Fresh crew. Thanks for tuning in to the G Lou Show on Flashback Fridays, hosted by G Lou. Shout out to our sponsors, BTP Media and 93 Tweed FM.
Oh, some good ones right there, Queen. I was just chuckling when I heard the song Cameron requested, because that funny story about when he did this multiple times, David Ruffin jumping on the stage when he wasn't in the group anymore. Have you ever heard about that?
Girl, heard about it. We've seen that on the movie. That was just like, wait a minute, hold up. What you think we're doing here? Yeah, that was a great selection too, Cameron chose.
Yeah.
We got a caller as well.
Ooh. Okay.
Yeah, let's see who's wanted to say something to us. Hello, caller. You're on the air.
Good evening. Good evening, ladies
good
and
evening.
Gentlemen. My name is Jerry Gordy Jr.
Hey.
I'm the distant, long lost, forgotten brother of Berry Gordy Jr. And the Motown Temptations need to have their faces on the Hollywood Boulevard sign, because they touch lives
yes.
all over, including mine.
I agree.
And Mr. G. Lou, if you could find it in your heart to play the most monumental, inspirational Temptation song of all time, my selection is called Take a Look Around.
Oh,
gotcha.
Nice. Good one. That's a good
one. It applies to today's generation. It applies to yesterday. It applies to the plight of black folks in general. If you could do that for me,
yes.
it would be greatly appreciated.
Thank you for calling in. Thank you for engaging with us. We truly appreciate it, Mr. Berry Gordy.
Yes, Jerry Gordy.
No, I'm not Berry. I'm Jerry Gordy.
Jerry Gordy.
Okay.
Terry Gordy.
Jerry Gordy. Look, I can go for that. Like to call in and say, I can go for that.
I recognize the name.
There we go. God bless you.
Yeah, I knew that was you.
Thank you.
All right.
Thank you. Have a good one.
You too.
Oh,
thank you. Much love. Okay. Well, let's have the Four Tops come up next. How about that?
Hey.
They helped define the city, the Motown sound in the 1960s. So we're going to go with the Four Tops, Stillwater.
Oh, that's a good one.
And then we'll play Jerry Gordy's next.
Jerry Gordy. Shout out Jerry Gordy. Mm-hmm.
Jerry Gordy got one of those unique voices, right?
Stillwater's running. I'm just playing. You know, I'll try to sing it, y'all. I'll try to sing it.
Take my hand. Thank you.
Still waters run deep.
Yeah, the Four Tops have a lot of great songs, like Bernadette, Can't Help Myself, Baby, I Need Your Love, and those were like some of the first ones.
I used to confuse them when I was little. I used to think like the Temptation was like this 18-man group. I thought
really?
The Four Tops were part of, yes. I only thought it was only one group. And then when the Five Heartbeats came out, I thought that was the Temptation. Like, I really thought it was only the Temptation. I didn't. And then when I learned, I was like, oh, it's a whole other group with four people, so even with the Miracles. Sometimes I would just get them confused, but hey, I'm glad I learned.
Yeah, speaking of the Miracles, Smokey Robinson and the Miracles, also another great group that was the beginning of Motown. You know, they have so many countless songs. But my choice for them this evening was Tears of a Clown, because of Smokey Robinson and the Miracles. So that was my selection for them. The Tears of a Clown. Because Smokey Robinson was a crooner.
Sounds get laid down on Westside Wednesdays, OG Sundays, Flashback Fridays. We're cruising with G. Lou, Fabulous, Lowrider Oldies. So just let me introduce myself. I'm Tweet Cadillac, baby. I drink up all the Hennessy you got on your shelf. We got to keep it fly, P.I., and you know why.
Thank you. feather in your cap if you catch a robber. Dirt in your face if your scheme falls through. Pay close attention to my story, and you'll find every word is true.
Young man standing on the corner, selling death, no conscience has he.
In the name of God, won't somebody stop me? It's a matter of life and death, can't you see? Ain't no time to stand back and point your finger.
That was a good pick from Mr. Jerry Gordy. Jerry Gordy.
Yes, that was a great pick.
That was awesome. I got to research that one. I learned something today. I've never heard that before.
Yeah,
so.
Me either.
Thank you.
Slipping on that one.
Jerry.
Yes. Let's give a shout out to our sponsors, right? BTP
yes.
Media Group, Tweed Cadillac, DD Harrison, One World Magazine, and
yes.
the After Hours. And also I want to give a shout-out to Tanya Ward, the young lady who sells the Filthy Rich Banana Pudding, the owner, CEO mm-hmm. of that company. Today is her birthday, so shout-out to you on your 52nd return around the universe, Queen. Shout-out to you. She's out at Doc Weller
Happy
Park.
Happy birthday.
Yes, so shout-out to her. And also, don't forget to tune in tonight to the After Hours of the G. Lou Show. He's going to have an incredible guest on there tonight. He has Javier on there tonight. So don't forget to tune into that at 9:30 p.m. We have him as a guest. G. Lou has him as a guest. Our show on the YouTube channel.
Yes. Yes.
Also,
yeah,
shout out to all. Let's I know, right? Let's
right?
hear a
like,
cut.
Like, feeling, Queenie, before we go on, how you over there feeling, y'all?
I think I'm feeling too groovy.
You can never be too groovy, baby. Austin Powers, you can never. Okay, I'm going to take it to Brian Quad, okay?
What do they say? Are you getting lost in it? Getting lost
you
in
lost
the
in the
what's
song?
Happening over there?
What's happening? It sounded so good.
Wrong songs twice, but I was like, oh, my God. Then I got two devices going right here, but no excuse. It is what it is. You know, that's what makes the show great, because it's just the reality. There's no script. You're just being yourself, and that's what makes the show a great show, no script. So with that being said, let's listen to some Stevie Wonder, who signed with Motown at the age of what? Cousin Morris?
11. Teacher, 11.
Yes. You know, that's pretty awesome. There's so much more that we can say about Stevie Wonder. Then he branched off and just someone to be magnificent as Stevie Wonder with so many great hits, but Superstitious, that stands out for me. So, yeah, that stands out.
You want to hear aha music before we get into Superstitious?
Yes.
I had an aha moment when I went to see Stevie Wonder at the Hollywood Bowl some many moons ago. But my aha moment was, do you know what I say about 40% of the crowd was? They were visually impaired, or they were blind. And it just hit me all of a sudden, because even again as a child, I didn't see him as having any kind of impairment. You tell me.
No,
I believe that this man can see. It was just uncanny. But yeah, I had an aha moment. But love him. Love having the opportunity to actually intern at his radio station, which was still to this day the only one black owned radio station in the whole entire United States. So shout out to Stevie Wonder, KJLH, and that was all.
Hey,
I wanted to say on that before we
said KJLH, didn't you?
Yes, I did do internships for the Roland Bynum Morning Program, and the show was really like this show. It was like a flashback kind of Art Nouveau, you know, the oldies rule forever that you all do on Sundays.
Well,
and,
let me find out. Marcy, let me find out you worked at KJLH. Hold on. I just told Marcy a minute ago. I'm liking the energy here. We're going to continue this with Queen Jean. I'm just stepping in for 1 second, but I think we're going to continue.
Yeah, I was like,
Queen Marcy, the ladies will take over Fridays from now on, I think. So you ladies continue.
Oh,
but KJLH, that's amazing.
That's what makes it, makes her a great host, because, as I said at the beginning of the show, she has such a background. And when she was doing, I remember when she started those internships at KJLH.
Yes.
So let's talk about that. Lou and Cousin Marcy about our Fridays.
Y'all got
definitely.
It. You wanted me over.
Well, thank you.
You won me over tonight.
Yes, thank
got
you.
The job. Got the job.
Thank you.
Oh,
the rumors are true.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay, Cousin Marcy. We got a job, so we got to put our heads together. You know,
we got a job.
We got to click our heels. We got to come with that Berkeley
Stone. Our heels. Yes, Lord. Yes. But let's get into our superstitious. Shout out to Mr. Steve Land Wonder Morris.
Right, Steve Land Wonder Morris.
Uh-huh.
Remember that fun fact from earlier, Queen, who sang background for him? Denise Williams.
Right, and I didn't even know that until you told me that. I was like, wow, that's one of my favorite artists as well. Let us get back to that. We have a caller. Caller, you are on the air.
Caller.
Hello, hello, hello. How y'all doing? How y'all doing?
We're doing great. How are you?
I know that voice. How are you? I know you. Hey, you.
Yes. I just wanted to call in and tell you guys I enjoy the energy and the music and the conversations you guys are having. It's amazing.
Thank you.
Well, I don't know you.
Caller.
Right. I want to know the caller.
My name is King Walker. I'm a motivational speaker and life coach and an advocate for mental health.
Okay.
I speak positivity into the universe. So I was calling to give you guys some affirmations, let you know that I appreciate what you're doing.
Oh, thank you. I love that. I love affirmations and you being a motivational speaker and mental health. We're going to have to get you on the show. Definitely going to have to get you on the show. And would you be willing to come on the show and spend some time with us and let's talk about what you're doing, especially with the mental health, because that's a subject that seems to get
I would definitely love to come spend some time. That's not a problem.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes,
we'll make that happen.
Give us your handle where we can find you at King Walker, because I do need everyone who I've already shared you with to know what you're doing. And then hit us really quick. I know you know some Motown. I know you like your music too, so go ahead.
Well. My handle off the top is King_Walker1. That was my Instagram. My other handle was King_Walker for my TikTok. You can find me on either one of those platforms. You can also find me on YouTube as well, under King Walker as well on YouTube. And as far as a song request, you know what? How far are we going? How far back are we going? Because you know what? I'm a James Brown fan. You know what I'm saying?
We can do James Brown.
Yeah. Can I get some Get Up Off That Thing? Get up off that thing.
Get on up off that thing. Get motivated. Says King Walker. Get up off of that thing. Okay.
Yeah, we can do that. We can get some James Brown.
Appreciate it. It's a pleasure.
Thank you for tuning in and giving us your support, and most of all, giving us that affirmation, because my cousin and I, we have been speaking on doing something like this together, but it's just been confirmed to us last night that we, you know, I mean, tonight by the producer, G. Lou, that this is what we should be doing together as a team.
Absolutely.
So, and then your affirmation. So, you know, all praise to the Most High for that. So thank you so much. And
no problem at all.
Can't wait to get you on the show.
Thank you, sir. Much love. Thank you so much for calling in. And we're going to get your request on for you to play and share it to the world. But we thank you. One love.
Thank you. Appreciate it. One love.
Ashe. Get up off of that.
Wow. Get up off of that. Hey.
He said some James Brown. I ain't mad at him. I thought he was going to say the big payback. I was like, big payback, okay? But I like that
one, too.
Get off of that thing. I wanted to speak a little bit, on Stevie Wonder when you were saying that you went to the concert and most of the people there were visually impaired. My sister-in-law, as you know, Elise, was visually impaired. Rest in peace to her. And that was my first time spending any time with anyone who was visually impaired, and just to see, you know, she went to school, she got honors, she got master's, she got bachelor's, and just to see how she was just doing it. It doesn't stop them from doing anything. I mean, look at Ray Charles as well. So
Right. They
say all these other senses kicked in, because I know when Elise used to come to the house during the daycare, how the kids would just be watching her. I think they were even amazed at to see how she was moving around, just moving and grooving, you know, just. And when
Right. We
went to the stores, I was her eyes, and that's when I realized just so much. She would have her hands on my shoulders, and I was her guide.
and when she would feel for stuff and smell stuff, it was just amazing, just so inspirational. And with that, I said, you know what? I just won't complain because, you know, I had my transplant in my left eye. But for her to have no vision and to be able to do everything that she was doing, I said, I'm not going to complain about the little vision that I have in my left eye because she had no vision, you know. So,
she was awesome.
Very awesome. So shout out to all the visually impaired. Blessings to those people, and also to Stevie Wonder. Stevie Wonder is still doing the damn thing. He's still doing it. So, yes. We're gonna go ahead and go with our next selection, the Supremes.
Let's go.
Well, I just want to give a spiel and make sure I get make sure I have the right song. It's Come See About Me. The Supremes were called the Primettes before signing with Motown in 1960 is when they became the Supremes. However, they did not get their first hit until 1964. So...
You know, that's how I got some tea, but okay, go ahead.
So, whatever song G. Lou is going to play, So, yes, we're going to have the Supremes come on right now.
Here we go. Let's go, y'all.
Here we go.
Flashback Friday. I've been trying.
Her daughter is an actress.
Yes.
So
Shout out
and
to
the other 13 of them stay successful too. Now she on 13, but she got like kids though. Okay, I'm gonna leave her alone. What we got next? I don't like how Barry Gordy did something to her, but anyway, what's on next, Queen?
We'll say that for another Friday.
We'll save it for another Friday.
We can play our caller's request if you have that teed up, G. Lou. If not, we can go ahead and go with
Shout out to King Walker.
Hey,
get up on that thing.
You know, Rick James said, hanging out with the winos, and it was something you never had to rush to because the ghetto wasn't going nowhere.
Nah. Wait a minute, because I was about to say the same exact thing. He said one thing about the ghetto, you don't have to hurry.
Yeah.
It'll be there tomorrow. Brother, don't you worry.
Don't you worry. The ghetto life. That's a cold, cold song.
That's a
right?
cold,
like,
cold jam. That really, that's going to take us the funk up out of here. But yes, I just wanted to, again, to the panel, to Mr. Gilu, we give a shout out. Thank you so much for having me on the Splashback Friday. For the ones to come, thank you for the sponsors, the BTP Media Group, Tweet Catalyze, One World Magazine, at Gilu After Hours Live, Dee Harrison. You can locate all of those on their website. Their handles are also located on IG for everyone listening out there. That is on IG. We have at queen_of_the_Gilu_show.
BTP underscore media group all together at Tweed Cadillac, at Jilu underscore after hours live, at Didi underscore Harrison, H-A-I-R-S-T-O-N. Also, don't forget, coming up not too long after this, we're going to be going 9:30 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. It's going down tonight with at the incredible Javier with the Homie. So it's CA live on the Jilu After Hours on YouTube. So make sure you pull up. If you have the time, we do appreciate all the listeners, all the callers for tonight. I'm just
going to
wish everybody have a good rest of their Friday.
She's pretty good. Yeah, you're going to keep you. Okay. That's pretty good right
that
there.
Girl, is good. Okay. Shout out to
you. Got the team now, Queen.
You got the team now.
You got the team now, Queen.
Yes, we got the team now. I just want to shout out to everybody.
Y'all got it.
Thank you for tuning in with us. And as she stated, a shout out to all our sponsors and the after hours. And don't forget to check out our Jilu show, our website, thejiluShow.com. You can get all unisex apparel, check out previous Blog Talk Radio shows, and get the amazing catalog music of Jilu, which includes the latest project, Street of Soul of the Streets.
Cop
all of his music because everything is just amazing. And we appreciate you, Jilu, for letting us take over Flashback Fridays this Friday.
Thank you.
Yeah, we appreciate
I thank you
all.
I mean, you guys did it. You know, something told
thank
me just
you.
Let them
thank
go,
you.
And I'm glad I did. You guys did it. Great job. Excellent.
Thank you very much.
We're humbled.
Thank you.
Yes.
Humbly appreciated. I guess we'll go out with, it's all we have, but we really don't have it. The concept of time when the Flashback Friday. If you know me, you know I am going to love Marvin Gaye to the fullest, but take a minute, just listen to the lyric, get into the groove, but it is definitely time for all of us to get it together. Thank you once again. Peace.
One love, peace, I say.
Right to get the time. them racing against time. Trying my best to find my way. This thing world is just one day. Ooh.